21 people are still in hospital in the city of Lille in northern France after a Spanish coach crashed in the early hours of Sunday morning while travelling between Bilbao and Amsterdam with a party of university students. Two of the 21 are in a critical condition, Europa Press reported. 13 other casualties have now been released from hospital. The coach travelled at speed into a tunnel that the vehicle was too high for, ripping off the roof. The mayor of the town of La Madeleine said the crash could have been much worse and that the headrests of some of the seats had been ripped off. Wildfire fighters from Spain's 10 forest fire reinforcement brigades who work for public company Tragsa began an indefinite strike over pay, benefits and conditions on Monday, despite talks having reportedly brought the parties closer following partial stoppages last week. Firefighters said there had been no significant steps forward and that they accept too much risk in terrible conditions for too little reward. The strike affects 500 firefighters around the country in the middle of a summer season with very high temperatures and several wildfires reported each week. The end of July saw a drop in support for Podemos of over 4 percentage points, according to a new Metroscopia poll published in El País, the first time the party has fallen below 20% in that poll since last October. The PP and Spanish Socialist Party are drawn on 23% of the vote. The only political leader still to receive a positive mark from voters is Ciudadanos' Albert Rivera. The three most disliked leaders in Spain are Pablo Iglesias, Mariano Rajoy and Artur Mas, although Mr. Iglesias and Mr. Rajoy receive strong marks from voters of their own parties. PP and Podemos voters, or also those voters who say they would never vote for the other party. Just a third of residents in Catalonia believe the independence of the region will be possible in a more or less near future, El País reported, citing the results of a new Metroscopia survey the paper had commissioned. Two-thirds of those living in Catalonia believe independence is an idea with very little or no chance of becoming reality. Two-thirds also believe, though, that it is now difficult for Catalonia and the rest of Spain to reach some kind of an agreement on the issue. A clear majority of both Catalan respondents and Spaniards in other areas of the country said they thought both Mariano Rajoy and Artur Mas are going down the wrong path. Bankia reported first-half profits of €556 million between January and June of this year, an 11.5% increase compared to the first 6 months of 2014, Expansión reported, thanks to improved client profitability, commissions income and investment portfolio performance, and a fall in default rates. Bankia's parent group, BFA, reported a first-half profit of €1.2 billion, an increase of 66.5% on the same period last year. The second quarter saw a 27% increase in profit compared to the first 3 months of the year, allowing the group to close on its full-year target of a 10% return on equity.